Perek Beis Mishnah Hey. So we've been talking a lot about the case of a Shukah Harufa. It's one of the cases of Karban Al Aviyarid and some other halachas that we just learned. So this Mishnah delves into what exactly is a case of a Shukah Harufa. So Ezehu Shivcha, what's a case of a Shukah Harufa? The Mishnah says, Kol Shechetzio Shivcha V'chetzio Bascharen. So what does that mean? The Gemara explains, if you have two people who own a shivcha, one of the owners decides to free her. So in that case, she has a status of half of a shivcha and half of a bas chayrin. The half that freed her is now considered free, and the other half she's still considered a slave woman. However, and in that case, she is mekudeshes to a eved ivri, who is in some cases allowed to marry a shivcho. He's obviously allowed to marry a free woman as well. So in that case, that's the case of shivcho harufa, shenema v'hefta, line of dasa, that she's redeemed and she's also not redeemed. So how do you have a case of redeemed and not redeemed? That means where she is half a shivcho and half a baschar. Divri Rabbi Kiva, that's Rabbi Kiva Shita. Rishmal Emer, zuhi shivcho fadayis. No, that's the case of shivcho harufa is a regular case of a shivcho. It doesn't have to be that she's half freed and half slave. She's fully shivcha, that's the case, and she's still mekudeshes, she's still designated to marry a eved ivri. She doesn't have to be half freed and half slave. And the pasuk, when it says of hefta line of dasa, that's just lashon bnei adam, that's just how people speak. It's like a colloquialism where they say redeemed, not redeemed, which really just means she's an unredeemed slave. Rabbi Lozab and Azariah, Aymer, Kol Arayas, Mefarashis, all the Arayas are, all of them are explicitly mentioned in the Torah. So Mashir, so what's left, meaning what do we learn from Hefta line of Dasa? Inlano Elish, Echetzi Shivcha, Vechetzi Baschar. Meaning Rabbi Lozab and Azariah, according to the Gemara, the way the Gemara explains, agrees with Rabbi Akiva, that's the case of Shivcha Harufa, is where she's a half freed and half slave. He's just responding to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that it's just used in a sort of idiomatic language. However, that's only for the Lashon of Hefta line of Dasap. And later on, it also says, that she wasn't given her freedom. So the double Lashon must be teaching me that the case is a case of a woman who's half of Shivcha and half of Bas Chayrin. And that's why we learn from that additional pasuk that the status of a shivcha harufa means where she is half slave and half free, as opposed to Bishmol's shita that she is a complete shivcha and not free at all. Perek Beis Mishnah Vav, Kol Arayas Echad Gadol Echad Katan. So now, what if you have a case of Arayas, and one of the parties is a gadol, is an adult according to halacha, and the other one is a katan, is a minor according to halacha. So in that case, a katan pater. The katan is obviously pater. The adult, the gadol, would be chayev. But the katan, as we know, is not chayev. So therefore, the katan is pater in either case. Echad er ve'echad yashen. What if one of them is awake and one of them is sleeping? So yashen pater, again, the one who is sleeping is going to be pater. Obviously, there is no knowledge of the illicit act. But the one who was awake had knowledge of the illicit act. So therefore, the one who's awake is chayev, and the one who's sleeping, in that case, is pater. Echad shaygig v'echad mezin, and if one's a shaygig and one's a mezin, so shaygig b'chatas v'mezid b'hikaris. So in that case, the shaygig would bring a kar b'chatas, and the one who did a b'mezid would be chayev karis. Now, this is all in reference to all the normal arayas. However, when it comes to shivcha harufa, as we said before, number one, there is no difference between a shaygig and a mezin. Also, there's a difference in the punishments. The shivcha would get malchus, and the man would have to bring a carbon. Also, and here's a key case that unlike arayas, if one side is pater, the other side could still be chayev. When it comes to shivcha harufa, the only time that the man is chayev if they're both chayev. But if the woman would be pater, then the man would also be pater. So they both have to be chayev in order to be chayev for shivcha harufa. But this Mishnah is saying when it comes to all other arayas, you could have a difference where one party could be putter, but the other party could be chayev. So, for example, one's a katan, one's a gadol. So, again, this is just another difference between a shivcha harufa and all other arayas.